Hello, guys. Welcome back. It's been a long time. And welcome to a new edition of BeatCast. Okay, Mark. Come on, start with the introductions. Hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
This is Timster and Serbo Jam. Marky Mark Serbo.
I'm the sexy man, right?
Yeah, we're back again on the bandwagon, and we're gonna report some pop culture news to you guys.
Real pop culture news, not some... Never mind.
Okay, fine. So, what's been happening for the past few months since our last podcast?
Green Lantern.
Okay, let's not talk about that. But we really have to talk about that. Giant floating alien turd.
What?
You know, the bad guy, Parallax.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Colored
yellow.
Who is described as a turd.
I like that guy. We'll
get to that later. And, of course, your favorite, Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Dark of the Moon.
The third Michael
Bay
movie.
How do you pronounce that when we were doing the Arnold Schwarzenegger? Dark of the Moon.
Dark of the Moon. Whatever they pronounced it. Later on next week, because today is July 9, 2011.
July is the month for
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
And we have a special...
No!
No, that's not no. It's... Yeah! That's Voldemort screaming.
Yeah, he screamed like, how many times have we counted? Like
four or five times? Oh my god.
Seven times.
It was crazy, man. I mean, a lot of people were taking note of the screams more than the actual sequel's highlights. Everything was focused on Voldemort screaming. Why is he screaming like a girl? Why is he screaming like a bitch? You know?
Like that, I want to scream that moment.
Alright. So.
Yon! Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm getting distracted with women.
I know.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, yes. Moving on.
Hey,
we will talk about what's been going on. Enough of the distraction. I know. For those who don't know, Mark is currently distracted by some pretty sexy ladies outside.
In the parking lot.
We are currently driving away from the parking lot and from the pretty girls. Hot mama. What, you're thinking?
They're not hot mama. They're like single women.
Yes, but...
They're riding that van. Let's follow them. Just kidding.
This is no Megan Fox or Rosie Huntington-Whiteley Hunt. Okay?
What else?
We're talking about the female leads of all Transformer movies. Well, Megan Fox is no longer there. She's been replaced by Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, who happens to be...
The main squeeze of Jason Statham?
Yes, the girlfriend of Jason Statham.
I'm gonna crack you, baby. Oh my god.
I'm listening.
Oh my god.
I'm the transporter.
Transporter. The transporter and the transformer.
I fight gently.
Gently.
Well, anyway.
Gently bug.
Anyway, let's get to the proper pop culture news.
Okay,
what's been happening for the past few weeks? I mean, okay, let's start with the numero uno event that we attended mid-June.
Toycon. The 10th Philippine Collect... Philippine Hobbies...
Philippine Toys, Hobbies, and collectibles convention.
Short for Toycon.
Yes, that was held for the very first time on 3 Mega Trade Halls located at the SM Mega Mall.
Mega Trade Hall on the 5th level.
Yes, the 3 Mega Trade Halls.
Well, actually, if you really look at it, they only use 2 halls.
Yeah, because they left... I mean, they delegated the 3rd hall to cosplayers.
Yeah, for the...
Cosplay Nation.
The shoot of the movie Cosplay Nation, which will be shown in 2012.
Basically...
Their first leg.
Yeah,
the first leg...
The first stop, right? So...
The next one will be San Diego Comic-Con.
San Diego Comic-Con. Basically, what the filmmakers are trying to do is gather around footage which they've collected from different conventions around the world, pile them together, convert them, and edit them into one single feature movie, and then present it to the world.
And it stars our local cosplayer...
Queen.
Beauty Queen.
Who is?
I forgot her name. Was it Alodia?
Alodia Go Xiang Fiao.
Yes. I'm not familiar with her. Who is that girl?
She... What are you talking about?
Just kidding.
Don't be sarcastic. Come on. Tell them who Aludia is.
She's a cosplayer.
Okay, what kind of cosplaying does she like?
She cosplays a lot of pretty characters. I'm not familiar with, you know, I'm not into anime that much.
Yes, but she started out with anime initially. Then she went on to do other characters and other pop culture icons like the Baroness.
Yeah. Actually, her there was a photo of her floating in San Diego that Mark Diesel found.
Yeah.
Her image was used as a calling card.
Wow. Pinirate.
Yeah.
But other notable cosplay
She did the Witchblade Japanese version.
She did Witchblade, and she also did Morrigan from Darkstalkers.
Yeah.
Which I saw in Digital Photography
magazine. Of what's his name? I forgot the guy's the photographer.
Yeah, but he's a known photographer here in the Philippines.
Yep.
And she was one of the most recognizable figures in Cosplay Nation.
Yeah.
And for the ToyCon, she pretty much dominated the crowd, and everybody started screaming like, "There's no tomorrow."
Yeah, it was like Saturday to Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
She did on Friday night. She had a press con for that.
I know. She talked about it on day zero of the ToyCon, which you attended. And how was it?
I wasn't able to attend. I was late.
Okay, but you heard she was there.
Yeah, but the next thing I heard, she was on the radio station promoting the event.
She had to go there already.
Yeah. Right
away. Well, okay. Just to give a gist of what happened in the ToyCon itself, days one and two, which I've attended. I didn't really get to see the toys or the shops that much because I concentrated on cosplaying this year.
As Batman.
Yes, as Batman. As our friends from Back to Gaming can attest, because I actually joined their Super Street Fighter 4 tournament.
In a Batman costume.
Yes, their Back to Beatdown tournament on day one, which focused on Super Street Fighter 4. Mm-hmm. I competed wearing a Batman costume throughout the entire tournament, and I won.
And you lost a shirt.
Yes. The prize I won... some kid took it. I don't know. But it's okay. It went to a kid. It's more about competing for the spirit of
fun
and competition. And I really enjoyed their tournament. And props. Yay. Props and heads up goes to... hats up goes to Vincent Housen and...
Billy
Anuevo.
Billy the sexy man Anuevo.
Okay, you better not hear that. But if he actually listens to this podcast... Please forgive Mark, Billy. But hats off to you too. Thank you very much.
Let's do some threesome right here, man.
Oh God. Mark. He's a crazy dude right now.
I wasn't myself, I told you.
Because of the chicks that we were looking at earlier, right?
They're gone because you left them.
Yes, because we had to drive away. I'm sorry, but you can't look at them because they may assault you.
I want to be assaulted so badly. No, just kidding.
You're just
so
desperate.
Going back to...
The ToyCon itself, yes. Going back to the ToyCon proper, what did you do there? Because I only saw you in the afternoon.
I was sleeping. No, just kidding. I was around touring a friend who came from Australia.
Yeah. Eman?
No, not Eman. Neil.
Neil, okay. Yeah. Okay, tell us about Neil. Who is he?
Neil is based in Australia. He's a Filipino and he collects Transformers, lots of Transformers. And he got some stuff that
he also happens to be an artist, right?
He does doodle stuff. And Eman's an artist, actually. Neil is the toy collector who doodles when he's bored at home.
Okay. But both of them are your friends. That's why I mistook Neil and Eman for the same person.
Eman is the skinny guy.
Yes. But it's been a while since we've attended the ToyCon. So
yeah.
Your friend Neil went back to Australia, right?
I think this week. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to him because... he'd be surprised at the toys that
we just scrounged up right now. Okay, for the toy update, toy update. We got Revenge of the Fallen. No, I'm sorry. No,
it's not Revenge. It's the
Reveal the Shield. Sorry, because I get my Transformers mixed up. But it's Transformers Reveal the Shield toys. We got Optimus Prime, quote unquote, Generation 2/. movie colored
movie inspired
decals. Yeah, because of the decals, so the flames,
even the head is like,
yeah, it's very
when
much,
I was looking at the card, like, what the,
it's okay, very much like his movie counterpart from the Michael Bayformers,
yeah, Michael series. Bay.
Continue, tell us about the toys.
Reveal the shield is like, it's the one with the, it's like they just changed the name of the product.
Yes, but what is the gimmick of Reveal the Shield?
It's the rub sign stickers. You okay. know, when you rub the black logo stickers,
okay,
you find out which faction is the...
But it's obvious from their face.
It's not the obvious from the face. It's the obvious from the card.
Yeah, no, I mean, look at the face, whether it's an Optimot or a Decepticon.
Yeah.
Because you can tell. You can tell who is Optimot.
Yeah,
about,
yeah, you can tell, like William Tell, you know.
That didn't make any sense at all.
I just want to rhyme something.
Yeah, William Tell. Okay, fine, fine, fine. Okay, so what else? What are the other figures we got today?
The one that slashed out for 50%, that's right, like 250 pesos, is Optimus Prime, G2, Rekgar,
yes,
Perceptor, Jazz.
Tracks.
Autobot Tracks. What else?
Yeah, and why do they have to name it Autobot Tracks? Because
the copyright.
The copyright.
It's like the Autobot Jazz. It's Autobot Jazz.
Yes, and, but still, you know, Hasbro owned those rights to those characters.
That was before, but you know, just to be sure that the license won't have a problem.
Yeah, I know, I know. I mean, that's the problem now with certain toys nowadays. I mean,
it's actually Turbo Tracks.
Turbo Tracks, yes. I'm talking about the general issue, because this also concerns G.I. Joe. Back when we collected G.I. Joe, the 25th anniversary line, they renamed some of the characters.
Yeah.
I'll give one very good example. Yes, you're looking at more chicks. I know. Please excuse Mark, folks. If he sounds a little bit weird, it's because he's mesmerized by all of these
beautiful
women.
The street, so why should I not react?
It's a Saturday night as of this podcast recording.
I like ass. He said that.
Ass off this podcast recording.
I'm just kidding.
You
caught you.
Man.
I caught you. I got you.
No, crazy. But anyway, yeah, good show, old boy. Going back to the issue at hand, remember, Mainframe, as he's known in G.I. Joe, is a communications expert.
He's now
for the
Data
team.
Frame. Yeah.
Yes, he was named Data Frame.
It's like Hawk. You can't just use Hawk.
Yeah, that's why they named him G.I. Joe Hawk.
That sounds stupid.
It sounds so weird.
Hey, G.I. Joe Hawk, come over here.
I mean, what's the point? But, you know, the only ones who will, really remember the original names are us collectors.
Yeah, imagine now, if the toy packaging comes out with Duke, it's always Conrad Dukehauser.
Conrad Dukehauser.
His real name.
Yeah, you cannot use the name Duke. Or,
You can't use G.I. Joe Duke. It so sounds like,
I know,
redundant. Like,
then something. They can't use Nemesis Enforcer.
Yeah, that's why they were Nemesis. What was that?
I forgot already, but they changed the names a lot.
But the first name is Nemesis. The last name is different.
They just changed it to the point that it became virtually unrecognizable to most people who only have a passing knowledge of G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
And the same goes for Transformers. But at least they were able to retain most of the significant characters' names.
Yeah. Before, for example, Shockwave was Shock Blast,
Shock
because
Blast.
They don't have the rights for Shockwave. Before.
But they retained it again. They were
like,
able to retrieve
like
it.
Like five toys later.
Well,
come on.
But, you know, long-time fans like us, we know who those characters are. That's
the
point.
Yeah.
That's another issue we had to bring up in this podcast. It just so happens that because Hasbro has licensing issues, they cannot use certain names.
Actually, the licensing is a problem. It's just that they have become too complicated.
I know. Okay, going back to the toys, you got Optimus Prime, G2, quote-unquote Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
I also got G2 Optimus Prime, and I also got Jazz. Yeah. And we got additional Optimus Prime for our pal, Eric.
Sexy Eric.
Eric from Dragon's Keep. He is a...
You should keep your dragon in
He is
pants.
A friend, a good friend of ours, and... well, he'll be happy to know that we were able to score him a Generation 2 Prime.
Yeah, you'll score more.
Hopefully. So what else is new in the bandwagon, man?
Toy launch for Transformers is still on with Toys R Us. That's the reason why I found out that the slash of Toys R Us.
I mean, even the Ultimate Optimus Prime for Dark of the Moon.
It was cost like an arm.
Yeah, 7,000 pesos.
Convert 6,000...
6,999. That's 7,000.
It's the same with the Jetwing Prime.
Yeah, but I'm still happy with my jet-powered Optimus Prime, which is basically Jetfire and Optimus Prime from Revenge
this
of the
This one
Fallen.
Is just Jetwing because there's no more Jetfire.
Because he's dead.
He's just using spare parts. Yeah. He's disgusting.
But okay, going to the movie itself. We should discuss the movie. Okay, spoiler mode. We're going to reveal a lot of spoilers.
No, I'm not going to reveal anything. I'm just going to tell you, if you haven't seen the movie, it was inspired from Ultimate Doom.
Ultimate Doom?
Yeah, the old cartoon.
Yeah.
But there are all other references that I found out
from
also.
The comics also. And the space bridge scenario where the Decepticons wanted to bring Cybertron to Earth.
Yeah, that's the Ultimate Doom.
Yeah, that's from Generation 1.
Yeah, Ultimate Doom.
Yeah, to be specific, guys, that was from Ultimate Doom. It was a couple of episodes that were bundled.
It's a three-part episode.
Yeah, it was a three-part storyline which appeared in the original Transformers Generation 1 cartoon.
Yeah.
So, okay, just to spoil things, I mean, I'm putting spoiler mode on because I'm going to be talking about
okay.
the nitty-gritty.
Spoiler!
Okay, Dark on the Moon talks about a long-devised plan between
Long-devised sex. No, just kidding.
Yes, between Sentinel Prime and Megatron and the Decepticons to bring Cybertron to Earth. And the humans were hiding the fact that the Ark, Sentinel Prime's space shuttle, crashed on the dark side of the moon. So, since the time of the space race in the late 60s...
There was a hidden agenda.
Yeah, there was a hidden agenda between the...
Actually, you'll see it in the trailers.
Yeah, it's revealed there. But bottom line, Dark of the Moon concentrates on that aspect of Sentinel Prime and the Decepticons working together to bring Cybertron to Earth.
Back to its glory. That's why they had a truce.
Yes.
And they'll make the humans as slaves.
And at the expense of Chicago, because Chicago was laid to waste, literally. It became a battle zone. And there's no more Megan Fox in this movie. She was fired by Michael Bay per the orders of Steven Spielberg because of her rant.
Comments.
Yeah, her comments. We'll just leave you to your research online, but...
Just Google it.
We also reviewed Transformers Dark of the Moon in our respective blog sites. Uh-huh. PopCultureCrusader.blogspot.com, GeekManic.blogspot.com, and...
TransformersPH.com.
Yes, which is the official Transformers Philippines website, which is pioneered by Mark here.
I'm not the one who pioneered it.
Yes, you're one of the pioneers.
I'm just one. Of the pioneers. I'm not the only one. I'm just explaining it.
What Leonard
Nimoy... People say that you're... You know, if they say Transformers Philippines, it's always me.
No, it's a group. I'm just saying you're one of the pioneers. It's like what Leonard Nimoy said. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
He's just recycled it from...
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Use it but the all the Star Trek geeks I know who
there's,
knew that line, they
three,
got excited.
There's three trifecta tributes to Leonard Nimoy in that movie. You just have to find it.
Yeah. Explain it to them. Spoiler!
Reference from one scene with Brains and... what's his name? Willie? Watching TV and they were watching an episode.
Yeah,
of,
because Spock was there.
The old Star Trek movie.
The old Star Trek series.
The episode was Amok Time.
Amok Time.
Yeah. I went Amok that time.
That was the time when Spock went crazy?
Yeah, because of, you know, Vulcans had sex every 7 years.
The mating
years.
Call.
Yeah, every 7 years.
And then he fought Kirk.
I don't need that. I have mating call for like every day.
And then the next thing was a tribute to his role as Galvatron from the original Transformers animated movie.
In the movie, there was one scene that they mentioned about that. There was something like they mentioned it. If you're aching to know details about the movie, just go to tfwiki.net.
Okay.
All the reference and where they took the idea how the story of Dark of the Moon Dark of the Moon came to be, it's all there. They reviewed it. actually, there was an error in explaining why it was not supposed to be Dark of the Moon.
What is it supposed to be?
Because the Ark did not crash on the side of the moon. It was somewhere.
The dark side of the moon. Yeah,
it's not there.
Yeah, I know. You're saying it didn't crash into the dark side of the moon. It was in...
Just the other side.
Yeah, but they wanted to make it so dramatic. They wanted to present it in a way that, ooh, it's in the dark side of the moon. Nobody walks there.
Just check TFWiki.net.
Yeah, just check TFWiki for the... Well, semi-accurate information.
Actually, accurate. Everything's there is correct.
No, not really, because it's updated every so often. People contest those information in Wikipedia.
Well, actually, it's like there were 10 facts about that movie.
Yeah, I know. Mostly, it's correct. It's mostly accurate. It's just that some people may discover new information that they may add there. So it's updated every time. It's constantly evolving.
Just like my pants.
Okay. But okay, with all of that said, and this being supposedly the final Transformers movie from
Rumors has it that Michael Bay and Shia LaBeouf is not gonna come back. LaBeouf, whatever it is name. Even, who's that Han Solo guy?
What do you mean Han Solo guy?
I forgot his name. He's my favorite actor. I'm so bored.
Who are you talking about?
The guy who played Indiana Jones, what's that?
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford had made a comment about Shia LaBeouf a few weeks ago that he was like ranting one time, and then he described Shia as an idiot.
Really?
Yeah, there was a news about that.
Really? Wow.
That's the reason
why... That's his son.
The reason why there's having a problem with the next Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, because of the ranting.
Not because of that, because of Shia's attitude, you know?
Yeah, the ranting. It's just that
he's gonna rant
he feels the kid is an upstart, in other words.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Well, leave it to Harrison Ford and Shia LaBeouf to resolve their differences. But, okay,
he'll just strangle him
with a whip. Going to the verdict, bottom line of Dark of the Moon, how would you rate it?
3.5 out of 5.
Wow, that's so generous. I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Because it was like not good, not bad. It's
I was just in the
fine.
I mean, it's not as terrible as, say, the twins from Revenge of the Fallen.
It's not about the twins. It's just that...
No, I'm just saying, I did not miss the twins and I was happy they weren't there.
It's if you compare it to Revenge of the Fallen. Revenge of the Fallen was totally crap. It's like you just watch a movie. Before you watch a movie, you turn off your brain and just watch it.
Exactly. That's what we said about the review. If you're a Transformers fan, you just watch it for the robots. But if you're looking for a deep and concise plot, you will not find anything there.
All I can say is I like Brains in saying that these two movies are clusterfuck.
That's what Brains said.
Because imagine, if you compare these two movies from the first movie...
The first movie was brilliant.
The reason why the first movie was brilliant is because each character was given a screen time. And,
right.
And people got familiarized with each character. And
exactly.
Unlike in this second and third movies, like, everything's in chaos.
I think everything's blowing up. Point. I think what Michael Bay wanted was, I didn't have enough explosions in the first movie. I need to present all my boom, 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 slow-mo. And sexy ladies walking in slow motion.
And in the third movie, there was a scene that they recycled.
Yeah, from the island. I know about that. That was one thing a fan pointed out and actually posted on YouTube. I mean, okay.
I have an animated GIF image of that.
I know. I
running
know.
On my wall right now on Facebook.
That's clever editing by Michael Bay. And, okay, as much as he is being criticized for his decisions in making moves like this for the Transformer movies...
Mm-hmm.
I still gotta give him props, and I think he did a good job for presenting all three Transformer movies to a new generation of fans. Because they were able to sell new toys and introduce a new, younger
generation.
Audience. Yeah, a new generation to the Transformers merchandise.
Just imagine, it's like watching a long toy commercial.
I know.
And divided in three movies.
You know, honestly, one of my gripes is the human aspect. I mean, okay, fine, we're supposed to present the bond between Sam, Spike Witwicky, and Bumblebee and the Autobots.
Yay.
But it just kept on going on for the past three movies. We just saw that guy's life unravel. I just wanted to see more robot action. I didn't really care.
Whatever it is. It,
I mean, fine.
All I care is if they go fuck themselves up, that's it.
I don't know.
Get a room. I want to see Carly get cracked up.
I mean, it's okay. It's just, okay, fine, if they name this G.I. Joe versus the Transformers, I would understand the presence of nests in that movie. Because they acted more like G.I. Joe there.
Yeah, like the other guy, the big guy. He looks like Roadblock or something.
Robert Epps.
Epps was like the lead guy, and then there's this big guy with the big gun.
Robert Epps is the... is the black guy.
The big one?
Lennox is the white guy who looks like Duke.
Yeah. But there was a guy that was a big guy beside Epps.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, that, you know.
Anyway, that wraps it up for our Transformers look back.
Yeah, just, you know, catch it on the screen.
The toys are still around. We're actually hunting for
bargain
good ones.
Stuff.
Yeah, bargain bins and all. Rumor has it, to end the note, rumor has it that Michael Bay is still considering whether he should return or not, because a lot of fans speculate that he will, given the success of the third movie.
Yeah, and they'll replace Shia with Jason Statham.
Heck, they're already promoting the fourth movie's logo. I don't know why. It's too soon to tell.
It's just a fan.
Yeah,
thing,
but yeah. They made the fan page and they even made a Facebook page. I don't know what they're doing.
What the?
I even liked the Facebook page.
I don't like those unofficial stuff.
But still, you know who also liked that page? Mm. Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Or I don't know if it's official. But anyway, that ends up our Transformers roundup. And next, we go to DC Comics' only feature film for this year, Green Lantern. Starring Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Peter Sarsgaard, and Mark Strong.
And they say it's crap, but I don't think that's crap.
Honestly, I was really disappointed. Being a reader of Green Lantern by Geoff Johns, I was sorely disappointed by the treatment. A lot of friends who are also comic book fans gave it the benefit of the doubt and said it's just really the editing. They just messed it up. They could have told something better. And it's also got to do with the fact that they made last-minute rewrites to the script, because the script was actually penned by a couple of comic book writers also, overseen by Geoff Johns himself, the lead writer of Green Lantern and other major event books in DC Comics.
Mm-hmm.
But as it turns out, we just got a so-and-so product. It just was, I mean, they spent more money on the special effects
rather than the story itself.
Yeah, and the story, it could have been so much better. Yeah, they didn't even give the rest of the other alien Green Lanterns screen time. They only lasted for 5 minutes.
It's like they shouted.
I mean, you have Michael Clark Duncan as Kilowog. You have Geoffrey Rush as Tomare. Geoffrey Rush being Barbossa. And Michael Clark Duncan being... Kingpin from Daredevil and from The Green Mile. And you have Mark Strong from Sherlock Holmes, Lord Blackwood, and that bad guy mob boss from Kick-Ass. He was Sinestro. And Sinestro was supposed to play a pivotal relationship with Hal Jordan.
Turns out
it's only, oh, you're human, I don't like you.
That's it. That's crap.
Yeah, you gotta prove yourself worthy. And with all of that hubbub and all of that hype building up, I mean, we even went to Glorieta to light up the Green Lantern symbol in the Glorieta Park.
Yeah, it's like we went there like twice, right?
I mean, you can even see it on Geekmatic. I mean, I did a video coverage there. Okay, fine. It's not such a bad movie, but comparing this to Transformers is leagues away.
Way a bit better, but, you know.
Yeah, it's much better than this in terms of presentation. Ryan Reynolds is a good actor. I think he did a good job, but his Hal Jordan looked more confused and unsure of himself rather than arrogant and courageous. And Blake Lively just felt flat for most people. I mean, I thought she acted decently, but she was pretty flat. Peter Sarsgaard as Hector Hammond was kind of a waste. I mean, he was a good bad guy, but he didn't appear intimidating, and he felt like a whiner most of the time. He just kept on screaming.
It's like the cheap version of Voldemort.
And the way they conceptualize Parallax there, it's a combination of two storylines, two pivotal storylines in the Green Lantern comic books. It's a combination of Krona, the rogue guardian, and the one who created the Antimatter Universe, for those who don't know the Green Lantern story, background story, and the real Parallax, who was an entity of fear. Because Geoff Johns wrote Parallax in such a way that he was a parasite instead of Hal Jordan really going rogue during the storyline Emerald Twilight, where he destroyed the core and he supposedly killed all of the Guardians. I just don't know what to say about Green Lantern. All it was a special effects bonanza that lacked the drive.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tone.
It was Jay. He said that... Harry Potter's on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, we're going to see the premiere of Harry Potter.
He said, hi, inviting you to the premiere of Harry Potter. Deathly Hallows Part 2.
And speaking of that, they just had the premiere.
And this time, let's make it early.
Yes. Dude, we were supposed to go to the premiere of Transformers Dark of the Moon. But what happened? Instead of 8, which you thought initially was 8 o'clock, it was actually at 6.
The gate closed at 6.
God. Well, anyway, going to Harry Potter now that we're finished with the two movies that we saw this past
week. I wish I saw Monte Carlo. It's so sexy.
With Selena Gomez, the girlfriend of Justin Bieber.
Yeah, no. I'm just pretending. Just kidding.
But Harry Potter itself on...
Harry Potter!
I mean, the premiere was held in the UK a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And Emma Watson was... with Daniel Radcliffe and the guy who played Ron Weasley.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. They were together for the last time, and Emma Watson made an emotional comment regarding how she felt about Daniel Radcliffe as Harry Potter. She said that, to me, he'll always be Harry, no matter what, even if the franchise has ended.
I hope she dropped her panties for me.
What the hell is wrong with you, Mark?
No, I'm just kidding.
What the hell is wrong with you? Stop being so perverted.
I'm sorry. It's so sleepy. I need to wake up.
Snap out of it, man. Anyway, what else can we talk about? I mean, yeah. One of the reasons why I'm excited to watch Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 is
Batman.
Not because...
Batman.
Yes, I'm getting to that. Let me save the news. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Okay. There are rumors that... the teaser trailer, the first teaser trailer for the next Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, will be attached to Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, as well as the release of the first teaser poster at the same week.
Oh, shoot.
Yes. I reported that in Pop Culture Crusader and Geekmatic.
Do you have a poster right now?
No. Like I said, it will debut next week.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm lost.
You're sleepy. You're acting like a moron. I don't know why. Oh, God.
Sorry.
And the other thing they mentioned is, rumor has it that aside from The Dark Knight Rises, Warner Brothers may attach the first teaser trailer to the second Sherlock Holmes movie. Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows.
Is it November or October?
December.
They push it for December?
It's December because the last Sherlock Holmes movie was released in December.
Oh, yeah. I didn't finish that because I went to work.
You should have. Like I said, it also starred Mark Strong in the first movie, but his character was killed off. So all we're going to see is the return of Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law as Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson.
Yeah, of course. They're the original.
Yes. And they're going to fight Professor Moriarty.
Who's the actor who portrayed
him? I don't know who Moriarty is again. I forgot. But they also have to contend with Sherlock Holmes' older brother.
Who's that?
I think his name is Mycroft Holmes.
Oh.
His older brother. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. But you just check Wikipedia or the internet for more information regarding Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows.
I'll try to research on that in the Warner Brothers website.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be there. We covered the Toy-Con, Transformers, Green Lantern, Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows.
Which is going to be shown on the 14th.
Yes. And
oh yeah, one more thing before regarding Harry Potter. For those Harry Potter fans, mostly the ladies, you can check the exhibit at the Glorieta Cinema, Glorieta F4 Cinema. It's until tomorrow.
You mean it's only for this weekend?
No, in the Glorieta exhibit, it will be from July 5 to the 10th. And then it will be moved to
Trinoma.
The Coca-Cola IMAX in SMO.
But I thought they were going to Trinoma also.
They had it first in Trinoma and then they moved it to Glorieta.
It's the other way around. Okay. So there you go, folks. That's it for Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, you can check the pictures I took.
Yes, check it out at nextjam.blogspot.com. Marky Mark's personal blog.
It's not actually a professional... it's a professional blog.
Yeah, but still yours.
Well, you can catch my personal blog at markturbo.blogspot.com.
There we go. Or you can catch mine at timster.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Which has... video coverage of the ToyCon, which I'm uploading slowly. It's just taking
slowly,
me a while.
Like, you know, every 5 minutes he's gonna upload those.
No, I won't, because I've been really busy with events and other matters, like you. You've been going around. And what else have you been covering, Mark, that you can tell our audience?
It's just blog events.
Like what?
Saw Angel Oxine with Phil Young husband.
Yeah, if you know the Ascals, Phil Young husband happens to be
the
one
Philippine
of the players.
The star of the Philippine Ascals, who just, was it Sri Lanka, Red Braves?
Mm-hmm.
They beat them up at the second leg of their first round of the cup last week.
Yep.
Previous weekend, it was 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there were rumors about Phil and, you know, Angel Oxine, the actress, you know,
having something.
Yeah, they had their first ad. They worked together on the current Century Tuna. It's a tuna product.
Right.
They had the new ad campaign in there. They're like about health and being sexy and single. Like what was in the radio ad with Angel Oxine saying. I'm sexy. And then
Phil Young husband will say,
no, I'm sexy and single. And Phil Young has to say, well, think about that. Yeah. If you listen to the radio ad. I'm not sure exactly what it said, but, you know.
Yeah, but one of the other, speaking about commercials, one of the most memorable commercials I've seen in a long time, which spoofs Pinoy action movies from the 90s, is Pepsi Pinas.
Yeah, it's like...
Pepsi Pinas, for those who don't know, is a limited time offered product, which is basically regular Pepsi colored blue.
Well, actually, before Pepsi Blue originally was released in 2006.
Yes.
But it never was that hit, and besides the concoction,
it never became a hit here.
It was a hit, but it never took off like right now. Because before there was a problem with the concoction back then.
There was something wrong with.
It's not something wrong. It's just that when you drink Pepsi Blue back then, it leaves a what's it called? Bad taste. It's not bad taste.
Bitter taste.
No, it's
the aftertaste is not.
Yeah, the aftertaste.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
that's
okay.
The one.
Okay, I gotcha.
When I got the chance to buy Pepsi Blue, Pepsi Pinas, like sometime like 2 months ago. I first tasted it. I thought it was the same thing, but it was a new improved Pepsi Blue.
I know, I liked it. I tried it once, and I never forgot about it.
That's why.
Tell them about the commercial.
It's more of a Filipino action film that was, you know, if you're...
Spoofed.
If you haven't seen the kind of films in the Philippines when they, you know, like for example, the guy was firing gun, his gun was, he fires his guns, but he never, you know, he never runs out of bullets.
Yes, And the way they exchange insults at each other before they actually fight against each other.
It was literally like, it's a spoof. Like, you know, it's like not literally you're going through the needle or something like
right.
that.
But who's starring in it?
I'm not familiar with the actors, but the film was really Filipino. If you know,
you can check it out at Pepsi Pinas official Facebook page. Just look for Pepsi Pinas in Facebook.
And they're currently running a contest right now. It's like you have to take a picture with you and do a spoof with the actors and holding the Pepsi Pinas.
Holding the Pepsi Pinas product.
Yeah, I think it's still running. I just checked the Facebook page.
I know. Oh, yeah. Of course, let's not forget. By the end of this month, the next and last superhero movie of this year, well, one of the last memorable, recognizable superhero movies of this year will be premiering, and that is...
Captain America's Rose is Mighty Shield.
No. Captain America, the First Avenger. With the exception of three countries, which includes Russia, Vietnam...
And Korea.
Every other country out there in the world will retain the Captain America the First Avenger title.
But in that country...
In those three countries, it'll only be known as the First Avenger. Because they have concerns with America.
Yeah, they forgot to drop their pants.
But to tell you about Captain America the First Avenger... Well, I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. The second trailer that premiered gave us a little bit more info on what the story will
actually
be.
One comment from my friend Jerry, he said that it's spoiling us already.
Well, every trailer is like that. You know, when you reveal a little bit more, you're kind of not excited anymore for the movie. But here we get to learn a little bit more of how courageous and patriotic Steve Rogers is.
It's just that this one scene that he was in inside the chamber? What they call?
It's the chamber that turned him into a super soldier.
Yeah, he was like, is there any bathroom in here?
It's a joke.
Those inside jokes, like, you know, they should have not...
Yeah, but you know, this is a trailer with more dialogue instead of just action scenes. And we get to see him as Cap for a little bit longer than the first trailer.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it will be shown in the Philippines on the 27th, like 7 days delayed from the U.S.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be shown on the 22nd in the States. But you never know, we might actually see it early.
Hopefully, I hope.
I mean, I want to see Chris Evans as Cap, and I think he'll do well as Cap. In fact, now that reminds me, on that week also is the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, they're going to have a special screening on the 24th.
Yeah, for Captain America the First Avenger. And rumor has it, and I wrote that in Pop Culture Crusader and Geekmatic, is that they might screen the first teaser trailer for The Avengers next year.
Oh, they got to drop their pants, all right.
And, a lot of fans will go geek out over that. And, once more, the cast of The Avengers will appear in the San Diego Comic-Con this year. Again, making it the second time in a row
just
that they appeared.
Catch them there.
We will be reporting it. I mean, we're not going to be there.
Our local correspondent, the Hairless Beast, a.k.a. Makdisu, will probably be there.
He's going?
Well, he has already an entrance ticket.
Very good! Okay, but shout out to Mac Diesel. Please report the news for Geekmatic.
Yeah, he'll report what? G4 TV or Olivia Munn? I don't know.
I like what he did last time, oh God. For those who don't know, Mac Diesel is the proprietor of SMU Toys.
Smut Toys, S-Smut.
No, it's not like shop smart at S-Smart.
That's what he said. He always tells me like that. Shop smart at Smut Toys.
He's quoting Bruce Campbell's character from Army of Darkness.
S-Smut Toys. Toys and shit, you know.
Ash.
He always tells them, you know.
Oh, God. I mean, there's so much things going on in the pop culture spectrum. Oh, yeah. They showed the first teaser video for The Walking Dead Season 2.
Okay.
It's only 40 seconds, but it shows Rick Grimes firing on a couple of zombies with his trusty Colt Python. Mm. You can see the trailer in Geekmatic and Pop Culture Crusader again. Mm. I also posted, along with that post, a look at the 15th anniversary bundle pack for Resident Evil, aka Biohazard in Japan, because it's celebrating its aforementioned 15th anniversary this August. Mm. And they're going to have this special bundle pack set featuring Resident Evil Director's Cut, Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3 Nemesis. On September, they're going to release the HD versions of Code Veronica and RE4 in one Blu-ray disc. And there's a soundtrack for Code Veronica and RE4 and a couple of stickers and pins for Stars and Umbrella. Just everything that a diehard Resident Evil fan wants. in that bundle set, and it goes on sale on September 8th.
Are they promoting the new movie?
Which one?
With the new Resident Evil.
Well, there's a new CGI Resident Evil being made.
No, with the one with...
Mila Jovovich?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still being made. Paul W.S. Anderson is still in the pre-production stage, yes. His wife, Mila Jovovich, mentioned that there will be a fifth movie. And there has to be, because we were left at the cliffhanger in Afterlife.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So much news.
Yeah.
What else? What else is on the top of your head? Yeah. G.I. Joe.
Yeah, G.I.
Mentioned,
Joe.
Mentioned about the new casting that I told you about.
Oh, yeah. Ray Stevenson is casted as Firefly.
Tell them about Firefly. Who's Firefly?
Firefly is the Cobra Saboteur dressed in urban camo gray.
Yeah, he looks like a ninja, actually.
He blows up people.
Yeah. Actually, he looks like the counterpart also to Beachhead.
And
G.I. Joe's...
prior to that, Andrea Pilecki, the former Wonder Woman.
Well, no, she's still Wonder Woman, but never released the pilot episode.
They shelved the TV show.
Yeah, of the new series, where Wonder Woman is wearing pants.
So they casted her on the G.I. Joe film, but a few days earlier, she doesn't know what character who was going to be her character, but turns out it was Lady J.
Lady J. And, of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be playing Roadblock.
Yeah.
And this movie will be directed by John Chu. But speaking of, what's her name? The actress who plays Lady
Andrea Pilecki.
Yeah, she, because the shelf pilot of Wonder Woman is based on the costume design of Jim Lee.
Mm-hmm.
The redesigned Wonder Woman. And speaking of redesigns, this coming August and September, by the end of August, after the end of Flashpoint, which is the current DC event crossover book going on right now, a lot of things will change, and DC will get a reboot come September, starting with August 31's release of the new Justice League of America number 1. And every other title in the DC Universe, 52 books, will be getting new number 1s, which include Batman, Detective Comics, Superman, Action Comics, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Green Lantern,
Grifter.
Yeah, Grifter.
Stormwatch.
Stormwatch. Basically, Jim Lee's combining his own universe into the regular DC universe. Because the events of Flashpoint take place in an alternate universe. And when Flash tries to restore it, some elements of that alternate universe still remain in the restored universe. That's why it's a new universe, a relaunched universe.
I assume it's like, if you remember, Heroes Were Born from Marvel.
Yes, that's the feeling I get there. And as I told many people when we were discussing about the DC reboot, it feels like a 90s renaissance. And there are actually costume designs that I am not agreeable with.
A lot of people were like negative about it.
I don't know, man.
I just like dropping pants.
I mean, how do you feel about the new Superman look?
Yeah, he dropped his panties.
I mean, a friend of ours, Adrian Arcega, just termed it the right way. Superman is accessorizing.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks more fashion conscious than, you know, just a simple.
Just wearing the underpants.
Yeah, they took out the underpants. They made it more 90s. Yeah, Jim Lee drew it in a more 90s.
It's like Batman without the briefs.
Batman also doesn't have briefs there.
Yeah.
But at least it makes sense with Batman, because Batman is Batman.
Yeah.
Oh God. Well, all of these will
premiere. Well, just catch and see what happens next. So, you know, there's a few months ago, because I've been browsing Flashpoint. It's kind of screwed up.
Yeah, and instead of Bruce Wayne, it's Thomas Wayne, his father, who became Batman.
Yeah, and based on the news online and the forums in the US, there are more Flashpoint readers than Fear itself. Yeah.
Because they cater more to DC books, and the writing is okay.
But, you know...
But Fear itself... Okay, going to Marvel, Fear itself kind of delivered a good fatal blow to one of its more prominent characters.
It's a balance when I ask San Diego Comic Odyssey, huh, which one is selling?
Flashpoint or Fear
Itself? It's both. They're selling more equally.
Equally.
But more people are warming up to Flashpoint.
Because of the reboot. Because they want to prepare themselves for why was the reboot happening. And Flashpoint will explain that by the end of August. But Fear Itself, it's just more of the hype in terms of what's happening in that storyline. But, okay, it's not much of a spoiler anymore, but I'm going to say it anyway. They killed off Bucky, Captain America.
Yeah, he was torn off, and his bionic arm was torn off
by Sin, who was turned into Skadi, one of the worthy chosen by the Serpent, who happens to be the brother of Odin.
Sin is the Red Skull, right?
Sin is the new Red Skull, the daughter of Red Skull.
And she was given the powers.
And she was given the powers of a god by the Serpent, who was revealed to be the brother of Odin and the uncle of Thor. Mm-hmm. So the Serpent sent about 7 hammers to Earth, and among them chosen were the Thing, Hulk, Juggernaut, Grey Gargoyle, Atuma from Namor and Atlantis, and Absorbing Man and Titania.
Okay.
So, you can just imagine the chaos and destruction going around Earth. But
yeah.
Matt Fraction, the writer of Iron Man and Thor, tells a very concise story, despite the fact that, you know, you kind of see these things already happening ever so often when they have these major events. It's nothing new. But they did kill off Bucky Cap, and they returned Steve Rogers to the role of Captain America just in time for the movie.
And he has his rifle with him.
Yeah, just when they jump off the plane. But I think that's just to fight off the gods. And another major turning point is Iron Man gave up his sobriety.
Yeah, he got drunk again.
Yeah, he in order to call off Odin, you know, to dare him to come, I'm going to give up the most important thing that I hold dear in this world. And that's when he swore off drinking, he drank again.
Yeah, I guess it's a plan.
Yeah, but we just have to wait and see what happens in Fear Itself.
Yeah, Fear in My Pants.
I mean, we're all hoping that, it ends in a good note. Because all I just see is they're just returning the former status quo Steve Rogers.
Yeah, it's just a gimmick just to bring Captain America back because of the movie.
And Bucky is dead again.
That's so.
What do you know?
I assume that they'll resurrect him.
Yeah, but another thing happening is they killed off Ultimate Spider-Man and Ultimate Spider-Man, and they're going to.
There's a reboot in the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah, they're gonna reboot it again, but no. They're also going to introduce a new Ultimate Spider-Man, but they say it's not Peter Parker; it's somebody else with a new costume, even.
Yeah, I saw the photo of that. It's colored black and red.
I don't really like the costume, but
yeah.
What can you do? So, I guess that wraps up our almost clocking it at 1 hour podcast.
Yeah.
It's a return to basics, and I'm glad we were able to do this again, Mark. You sound tired.
I am.
Yeah, we had a long day. What did you do today, anyway?
I saw women.
No, tell them about the...
I was outside. I was, like, going to RX at the 15th anniversary of Chico and Del.
For those who don't know, it's RX 93.1. It's Monster Radio and RX 93.1.
Chico and Del is a well-known DJ. Well-known jocks from their morning show, The Morning Rush.
And RX 93.1, a radio station.
Yeah, and they celebrated 15 years of being a partner together with that show.
Since 1996.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
There's a lot of people. I never got close to them, so I went to the booth. Because they went on air at Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf in Ortigas Park, and people were really packing the place. So
of course, just to be featured on air with them?
Because it has free breakfast.
That's why you were there.
No, I wasn't there for breakfast. I already had my breakfast when I left the house.
Yeah, but still, you know, you could have gotten something
there. I got cupcakes. It was crushed in my bag.
Oh God!
I only ate half of it while I was on board with Rico Robles and One Lovely Radio One.
That's great, man. I mean, you know, you've known these guys for a long time, especially since you were a junior jock DJ there back in the day. tell them.
I met a lot more women there.
Wow.
They want me to add them in Facebook.
Okay, guys, if you're listening to Mark ramble about women, sorry, he's a hopeless romantic. But no, trust me, he has a woman somewhere out there.
In my pants.
Mark, stop it.
So you have been listening to us and we're talking nonsense. I want to go home.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to BeatCast.
Catch us later.
The new wave of podcasts begin here. And we're going to come back with an update on The Dark Knight Rises.
And Harry Potter.
And The Deathly Hallows Part 2. And maybe other stuff that we can report.
Online,
as long as we see it and we feel it's interesting to talk about. Yeah, we'll be talking about it. So this is Tim.
And Mark.
Signing off.
Baboo.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.